You're listening to The Goats. My name is Aubriana, and I'm here with
Amaya,
Peyton,
Katie,
Nasayu.
Recording from the Crossroads Center. We're rising sophomores from three different schools, Seton,
Oakland Kappa,
Central.
Today we're going to be discussing a few different questions. Let's start with, if you could transfer into an animal and be that for a full day, what would you pick and why?
I would be a parrot, because they can talk to people.
A butterfly, so I could fly away.
I would choose to become a cat, since they are generally treated very well. I mean, that's under the assumption that you're a house pet, but if you transform into an animal for a day, it will probably be inside your house.
A lion.
I would be a meerkat, because they're small. Tell us about the kindest thing you've ever done for someone else. What did you do and why? What was the result of your actions?
I suppose the first thing that comes to my mind is when I walked to school one day, and there was this nice lady there. She shared the same name, actually. Her first name was Katie as well. And her mother had recently died, which I hadn't known at first, but I could tell she looked sorrowful, so I asked her what was wrong, and when she revealed that, I offered her some comfort and hugged her, and she said it meant a lot to her. And she ended up leaving for the day, but she said it helped to make her feel better.
Okay, so there was this one time, and you know, my friend tried to set me up, and I had to take one for the team for her because she didn't want an ugly one, so I had to take one for the team for her.
The nicest thing I've ever done for someone was I seen a homeless man and I went into Walmart and I bought him Lunchables and his dog Lunchables.
I don't remember the nicest thing I've done, but I guess as something nice I did was volunteer at Red Door, and I was giving homeless people extra food.
The nicest thing I've ever done was pay for my ex's Dunkin' meal because they were starving. And also, I don't know why I did that, because they cheat on me with a max 10 level light skin.
What was your what is your favorite holiday and why?
My favorite holiday is Christmas, because I love winter and I'm an only child, so it's kind of fun.
My favorite is 4th of July, because you get Litty McGritty.
Mine is Christmas as well, because I really enjoy, like, the season and all the traditions, like being able to drink hot chocolate. And it's also nice playing out there in the snow.
My favorite holiday is also Christmas. Just because, honestly, I don't know. Well, no, actually, I like the gifts, you know. And then I went on a cruise last year for Christmas. So.
My favorite holiday is Earth Day, because I love the earth.
What do you think the most important subject in school is and why?
I think it's English, because, you know, you always need English. There's words everywhere.
I think it varies to what you want to be when you're older.
The most important subject is probably math, because you need to calculate how much you're spending.
History. Because, you know, you're learning about the past, so, you know, it doesn't repeat. And I hate Spanish.
I agree with the history part. I was going to say, in general, history is the most important in order to not allow history to repeat itself, which is exactly what you said. But personally, it would also be English for me. Because it matters, like, much to my, like, future career as a writer.
What is the most important lesson that you've learned in your life so far?
I learned to not be nosy, because one time I was with my mom at the gym and I was younger, and me and my friend got stuck in lockers for like 30 minutes. So I learned not to be nosy and try to go in grown folks' business. And yeah.
Always listen to your mother.
It would probably be to try and like treat people with kindness no matter how, which I know it sounds extremely cheesy and straight, it's like a line out of an animated movie, but I've met a number of people who've had like bad home lives, so any like dose of like kindness and compassion they received, they were grateful for, because they didn't receive it like back at home, So I think you should always be nice to people, just in general as the golden rule, but also because you never know what they're going through.
Don't take life for granted.
I would say that the only way to forgiveness is peace, I guess.
Well, it looks like we're out of time, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. This is Aubriana.
Oh my.
Peyton.
Katie.
Nasaya.
Signing off.